Want to welcome everyone here to our online home church. Appreciate the Lord allowing us to have this blessed facility and being able to meet together and to fellowship Him in the Spirit and truth. I want to welcome all the parents and the young children that have come to join with us today. I'm now going to allow Sister Lynn and Sister Jean to go ahead and take over the Children's Sabbath School. So welcome. And may God bless you.
Jesus has a little one that sings, sings, sings. Jesus has a little one that sings, sings, sings. Little ones on knees, all upon his knees. Jesus has a little one that sings.
Sabbath blessings to everyone, and welcome to Sabbath School this morning. We would like to thank you again for coming for Children's Church, and thank you also for your patience as we're kind of learning our way as we go. And we'd like to have it be as interactive as possible, and as such, would one of our dear little ones or one of our mommies or daddies like to give opening prayer? Just put your bubble up.
Papa, thank you for us be able to have this blessed day, and may us be able to hope that we can be able to be merciful in all this, and thank you for us here to have another cabin year, the one and even more like we did in the first one. And let us be able to understand right from wrong, and the blessed one to forgive everyone if they've done something wrong. Don't let them be able to believe either what Jane is trying to convince them to think that God would turn away from them, but He will always forgive, if no matter what. And be able to guide everyone so that way they won't be able to fall into any hands or make things worse or for that and their effects. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Bear with me. I have to go back and forth. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And then, what other Bible texts do we have that tell us that God is love? Does anyone have another text? Well, we'll start with some that we have found. 1 John 4:16. Is there someone that could read this for us?
1 John 4:16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen. Amen. And Romans 8:39 says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. And 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. And anyone else would like to read the other three texts that we have? You can put your bubble up. I understand if there's no mic right now, but those who do, please feel free.
Ephesians 5:2 says, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for sweet smelling savour." In 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we kept his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." And finally, John 3:16 says, "16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Okay, very good. And yes, we thank the Lord for his word and read very well. Thank you so much. And we're going to continue now in our lesson for today, coming from Steps to Christ, chapter 1. And for today's lesson, pages 9 through 12. And I did put it in the room there, and prayerfully everyone can see it and read along. And put your bubble up if you'd like to read. We're going to be starting on page 9. And it states, "Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all his creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist from Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of everything." And if someone would like to take the next paragraph, which is God is starting with God is love, and that's on page 10. Okay, continuing on. "God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass, the lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God and to his desire to make his children happy." I have a question for you. With just what we've read, how can we tell that God is love? We can, because it tells us that God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass, and amen. God, DJ, he says, "God is love for you. Fill him in your heart." Amen. And little brother Joshua says, also in the scriptures, his holy word. Amen. All good answers. Praise the Lord. So when we're reading this and we say also what testifies of God's love, we also see the great answers that were given and also through nature and revelation. Continuing on, we're going to be continuing on page 10, anyone would like to read, please just put your bubble up and we'll go ahead. Amen, little Trey. God forgives us even when we don't deserve it. Amen.
God has bound our hearts to him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Throughout the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, he has sought to reveal himself to us, yet these but imperfectly represent his love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men, so that they looked upon God with fear, the thought of him as severe and unforgiving.
And now, just to continue on, we want to have a little song that will tell us that Jesus does love us. A little technical difficulty, thank you. Okay, having a little problem with the music actually coming up, but how many know the song Jesus Loves Me, This I Know? we can sing along together. And it goes a little bit like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. May on the cross you die for me. I will try and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen.
Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who was watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that he may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men.
Amen. So as we're seeing here, Satan wanted to make God seem as though he were a severe judge. Was he correct? Amen. No, he wasn't at all. And as we continue reading, we find out that the reason is because the Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared him in John 1, verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew 11, 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" John 14, 8 and 9. And yes, Sean, he is a merciful judge. Amen. Continuing on with paragraph 2, if someone would like to continue.
I'll pick up. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke 4:18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with the people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity. But tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes. While he ever bore himself with divine dignity, he bowed with the tenderest regard to every member of the family of God. In all men, he saw fallen souls whom it was his mission to save. Such is the character of Christ as revealed in his life. This is the character of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion manifest in Christ flow out to the children of men. Jesus, the tender, pitying Savior, was God manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16.
There's a little song that prayerfully you can see the words there in the room. And again, a little bit of technicality with the musical portion. But does anyone know the song, the B-I-B-L-E? I'll sing it one time, and then if someone wants to put their bubble up and sing it, that would be fantastic. It goes like this. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. And it just repeats, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.